Okay, the boys said today's daf is daf nun ches. We ended off roughly 8 or 9 lines from the top of the omid. Just to get us back into yesterday's sugyo, we have the word oisam, which appears in a pasuk. Which pasuk does it appear in? We have two psukim back to back, both of which talk about the inyan of not putting on the mizbeach, the sa'or, and the dvash. So the two psukim back-to-back are in my Gemara, Nun Zayin Amid Beis, it's 3 and 4. Other Gemaras, it's 1 and 4. Kol ha-mincha she-takrivu la-Hashem li-saseh, li-se-oseh chomet, make sure don't make it chomet, ki chol se'or v'chol devash li-saktiru mimenu isha la-Hashem. No se'or, no devash. Next pasuk. Karban reishis takrivu oisam la-Hashem v'yalam ezbeach li-yal reich mi-choyach. So the pasuk says, sometimes yes, even though normally, but sometimes korban reishis takrivu oisam v'Hashem. The Gemara yesterday dealt with the shaila. What does this oisam come to tell us? We had in the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer said that the oisam comes to tell us that the din of not putting on the mizbeach doesn't only apply to the mizbeach, but also to the kevesh, but only to these two. What are these two? The Sa'or and the Dvash. What's says the Sa'or and the Dvash? That these two, you're not allowed to go be Mala, either the Shtei HaLechem or the Bikurim, onto the Kevesh. But it doesn't apply to any other Shirayim of any other Kabbanah. So any other Kabbanahs, that if you have Shirayim, such as you have the Basar of all the normal Zvachim, where you cannot put the Basar on top of the Mizbeach, because it says in the Pasuk, Loisaktiru mimenu ish l'Hashem koshu mimenu li'ishim harihu bebal taktiru. So the Brisa said that this goes across the board vis-a-vis all the shiore zvachim, shiore menaches, etc. The question is, does this also apply to putting on the kevesh? And that was the machloikas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lozer. And Rabbi Lozer said, no, the oisam comes to tell you only these two, the shtei alechem and the Bikurim, don't put on the Kevesh, but it doesn't apply to any of the Shiraim, of the other Zvachim, Menachis, etc., that were enumerated in the Brisa. The Gemara says, however, Rabbi Yochanan holds that you are chayiv for every one of the Shiraim. So if you took the Basar of any of the Kodshim, or the Shiraim of a Karban Mincha, and you put it on the Kevesh, you're chayiv. So what does he do with the word Oysam? So the Gemara says at the very top of the Amid, Rabbi Yochanan, Nun chesam adalef Rabbi Yochanan hay oisam hay avilemi boy lekedesanya yochi a yochid misnadav umevi kiyotze banedava the koryani ba moitzus echatish marviosisa. I would think that a yochid can go and be menadev kiyotze banedava. What means kiyotze banedava? That he could go and be menadev ashtei alechem, just like the tzibur has to bring ashtei alechem. Maybe if a person who is wealthy or he has a very good intentions, I also want to bring a shtei alechem. Says the pasuk, no. Korban reishis ta'akrivu, only the tzibur. So the Gemara said, well, maybe the tzibur can go and bring an extra shtei alechem. Besides the choyva, they want to bring a second shtei alechem, a third. Maybe they can do that. Says the Gemara, no, oisam, that you can only bring it b'choyven, only the tzibur. Okay, so bottom line is, machloik is, what does the oisam come to teach us? Rabbi Yochanan says the oisam comes to teach us, there's no such thing as bring eshtei halechem b'nedava. And now the Gemara asks the kasha, ushtei halechem. We're now roughly 9 or 10 lines from the top of the omid. At the end of the line, ushtei halechem le'yikrivu nedava. You cannot bring eshtei halechem b'nedava, either through a yachid or through a tzibur. Vatanya, I have a braisa. And the Gemara is going to try to be medayik from this braisa that yes, shtei alechem one can bring benedava. Vatanya state in the braisa, im nemar kol se'ar, lama nemar kol dvash, v'im nemar kol dvash, lama nemar kol se'ar. The Gemara's kasha focuses on the extra word kol. What does it say in the pasuk? Ki chol se'ar, v'chol dvash, loisaktiru mimenu, isha l'Hashem. Now, the Gemara doesn't tell us yet, but as we get closer to the bottom of the Yomid, the Gemara is going to tell us that that kol comes to be marbe, not only a full shiur, but even a chotzi shiur. Normally, what would be the shiur that you'd be talking about, the gabi a mincha? You'd be talking a gabi a koimet. And so therefore, what the pasuk is telling us is, not only you're not allowed to go and put a kemitza from a se'or, meaning from a mincha that became chometz, don't put that on the mizbeach, because you're not allowed to go and have chometz, except for the shtei halechem, together with the fourth category of the lachmei toida, but otherwise everything's got to be matzah, not chometz, chas v'sholem. Aha. Okay, so that's if I put up a full shear kemitza. What happens if I put only a chotzi shear, only a half of a kemitza? So the Gemara is going to tell us on the bottom of the Omid that that's what the kol comes to be marbe. That what it says, ki cholzar, the chol devash, that kol comes to tell us a chotzi shear. That being the case, the Gemara is asking now, why does the word kol have to be repeated twice? Either it should only say kol sa'ar, and I should learn devash from a hekish or from a mamatzina from sa'ar, or let it say kol sa'ar udvash, and then you have one kol which is covering both. Why do I have to have a double kol? If Shelley was here, oh, it's reminiscent of kol kol Yaakov. It was spelled differently, and it means something else. But anyway, since it's still...
Is this the source of Yochanan Chatzi Shir Osim in the Torah?
No, that's a different story. To my recollection. But getting back to our Gemara, so Gemara comes and tells us, what do I need the two cholds for? So back again to Gemara, Zog to Gemara, Im Nemar. No, passing before. One line before. Ushtei Alechem lo yikrivu nedava. Are you telling me, Ushtei Alechem, you cannot bring for nedava? That was the outcome according to Rabbi Yochanan, based on that brisa at the top of the Amud. But then you have a second brisa. In nemar kol se'or lemenemar kol devash. What do we need that second kol? V'im nemar kol devash lemenemar kol se'or. I'll tell you why. M'neshiyesh b'se'or mashe'en b'dvash v'yesh b'dvash mashe'en b'se'or. There are differences between the two. Each one has a special kula built in that the other one does not have. And since each one happens to be, in a sense, a little bit more lenient than the other one, I could not automatically assume that because one of them has the din of the chotzi shir, that the other one also has the din of the chotzi shir. So tell me, in which respect, kos are that yesh b'sa'or mash'ein b'dvash, yesh b'dvash mash'ein b'sa'or, sa'or, Hutar mechloloi b'mikdash. Sa'or has a special heter built in by the b'smikdash. Dvash le hutar mechloloi b'mikdash. Now the Gemara doesn't tell us what that heter is yet. We're going to have it again further down the Amid, but I'm going to let you in on the secret already now. And the Gemara is going to assume in the Havamina that the Sa'or hutar mechloloi b'mikdash, that you can be menader or menadev a korban shtei halechem. And you're going to say, so how is that yesh a heter mechloloi b'tzibur? Because we just said now that you're not allowed to have any sa'or or devash on the mizbeach. Of course, shtei halechem is an exception to the rule. The Torah says, chometz tiyafena bikurim lashem. But otherwise, you're not allowed to. But if you're going to go and tell me that a person or the tzibur can go and be menadev a korban shtei halechem, oy, but shtei halechem chas shom, that's chometz. V'kemenach, where it says choiva, the Torah says choiva. But if the Torah doesn't say choiva, you can go and bring it benedava. So the Gemara assumes in the Havmina, yes, you can bring a korban shtei halechem benedava. That is the stira that the Gemara is asking now. We said a shtei alechem likirv nedava. I see from the fact that Sa'or has a heter mechloloi b'tzibur, l'choyer, that means that yes, you can bring a shtei alechem in nedava, and therefore that's the clash, that's the stira between the two prices.
If you bring, you said it's a havamina, it's not the final.
Exactly.
But would you also bring kivtzeh? Because what's the matter of the shtei alechem? You also have to have the kivtzeh tzeres. So if you're going to be menadev shtei alechem, you're also going to be menadev two. Two kvasim?
Yeah, or you can say that these two kvasim should apply to the others. And to go and be menadev a korban is not a problem. Of course, it's yomtiv, that becomes more problematic. But otherwise, yes, you can go and bring a... If you're holding that yesh mechloli b'tziba, that you can go and be menadev shtei lechem, perhaps you can even be menadev the two accompany kvasim as well. But the ma'is thing more falls away from that.
It's a nitter.
Yes, 100% right. Anyway, so at this point, the Gemara, that's what the Gemara thinks. That's why we're bringing it for this steer. Zokimor Nachbol. Okay, so or hutu mechlol b'migdash dvash, or hutu mechlol b'migdash, we don't find any heter whatsoever, the gabi the dvash. Okay, now, dvash, so that's why if it would go and say the kol by dvash, I wouldn't automatically say that the same chutzis shir also applies by tzar. Now let's go on the other side. Dvash huter. How is dvash have a heter vis-a-vis the tzar? I'll tell you, because dvash huter b'shiyari menachos. Tzar lehuter b'shiyari menachos. What happens if you have shiyari menachos? Meaning, your normal, regular minchas Yisrael, where you put the kmitza on the mizbeach, and now you have the shirayim which are left. Are you allowed to go and take these shirayim, which, for instance, assuming was a minchas soles, would you be allowed to go and make it now into a delicious Shabbos challah, or a delicious bread, or a delicious cake to go and eat in the Beis HaMikdash? And the answer is no. Why can you not? Because it said in the Pasuk, Leisi'ofa chometz, chelkom nasati oisam me'isha, and the Gemara Darshins, Leisi'ofa chometz chelkom. Even the chelik shirayim, you're not allowed to make into chometz. So not only you're not allowed to go and put tzar on the mizbeach, in other words, as the kmitza, the carbon, but even the shirayim, you're not allowed to. Aha. Are you allowed to go and take the shirayim and put on butter or peanut butter or jelly, etc.? Butter is problematic, I understand, because you could have milk in place, it's good. Yeah. But assuming, let's go and take margarine. Okay, put on margarine, or if you're going to go and put on peanut.
Put on schmaltz.
Schmaltz. Oh. Very good. What happens if you decide that instead of jelly, you want to go and put on honey? You want to go and smear something?
Yeah,
so that's our gemara now. Tvash huter b'shiori menachis, s'orli huter b'shiori menachis. What is that? That you're allowed to go and put tvash on that shirayim. And in fact, Rashi brings what we just heard from Barry, the Inyan of Lamashcha. If you look at the Rashi, tvash huter b'shiori menachis, just past halfway down the Amud. How do I know dvash huter? Imroitza lolush uletagin shiori mincha b'dvash, if instead of going and adding water and s'or to it, to make it go and rise and become chometz. However, if you want to go and put some honey in, that's mutter. The chol matnis kahuna neecholis begdula kiramrinu meperikas reivel chayain lecho nesatam lemoshcha. Lemoshcha means legdula kiderech shemalachin oichlin. So therefore, if you want to go and put in some honey, no problem. Alles is fine, but you can't go and put in sa'ar. So you see that Devash has a heter in the base of Mikdash that sa'ar does not have. And Sa'or, as we said before, has a heter. You can bring the shtei halechem according to Havamina, which Tavash doesn't have. So therefore, Havam Neish, Yesh b'Sa'or, Mash'ein b'Dvash, V'Yesh b'Dvash, Mash'ein b'Sa'or. Hutzuch loymar, kol Sa'or, v'hutzuch loymar, kol Dvash, because I cannot learn one from the other. This is the end of the Brisa, and now the Gemara is explaining, why did I bring this Brisa? Because of the potential stira. Sa'or dehut mechlola but mikdash mayniu. Where do we find the het mechlola by sa'or? Lav shtei alechem de karbonit ava. And therefore that would be the stira to the price at the top that we said. Oysam says, no, you're not allowed to bring a shtei alechem in a dava. So that's our kasha. Omrav amram lohi likarev imohem. Rav Amram says, no. That's not what we're talking about, that you're allowed to bring something on the Mizbeach, which involves Sa'ar. What would that be? A Nedava of the Shtei HaLechem, because we hold like the top Braisa. And the second Braisa agrees to the top Braisa, that when it comes to Shtei HaLechem, you can only bring it B'choiva, but not B'Nedava. So, Oibazoi, where do we find Sa'ar? Hutim Chloli B'Mikdosh, says Rav Amram, that you're allowed to bring the Shtei Kivsei Atzeres on the Mizbeach, even though these Shtei Kivsei Atzeres are the Matirim for the Shtei HaLechem, and therefore what we're doing is we're bringing Ke'en Ashtikala Sa'or on the Mizbeach itself. We're not bringing Sa'or. You're right, we're not. But there, the Heter is that you're allowed to go and take the Emurim of the Matir, meaning of the Shtei Kivsei Atzeres, and you're allowed to put those on the Mizbeach. Oh, we find that a special Heter Legabe, the case of the Sa'or, but by the Dvash, I don't have any behemoth or any emurim or anything that has any relationship to the Mizbeach. So therefore, says the Gemara, that is the Heter Mechlolei B'Mikdash that I don't have by the Dvash, and that's why I could not learn the Halach of Sa'or from Dvash, if it would say only Kol Dvash and not Kol Sa'or, to go and tell you the din that we said before of the Chutzishir, Chutzshir, obviously, that means we're adding a layer of chumrah. Not only now that I put a kmitza of the sa'or or the dvash on the mizbeach, but you can't even go and put a chutzshir. Yeah, but maybe that only applies to dvash and not to the case of sa'or. Because I find the heter b'sa'or. Where do we find the heter b'sa'or? That you're allowed to go and put the emor in of the kivsei atzeres, which are related to the shtei alechem. You're allowed to put that on the mizbeach, which I don't find by dvash. Pray tomorrow. Who says? After all, when we're talking about Devash, that really reminds us of, and it's really referring to Bikurim. And by Bikurim too, we go and put on the Mizbeach the accompanying carbon. What are you talking about? I don't remember that you go and bring a carbon to Bikurim. Yo, Bikurim nam yedetnan. We learned in Mesechta's Bikurim, which that's where you would expect to find this halacha. That when the people used to go and bring the Bikurim up to the base of English, they brought them with pigeons, with goizolois, and when they brought them on the Salem, those are the baskets in which you had the Bikurim, they would take a go and bring them for a carbon oil. And the baskets, if they were symbol baskets, they gave them to Kahanim. Oh, so I see from this that by the Bikurim, we also had an accompanying carbon. So don't tell me that Tzor has a special hetem chol. So we put the emurim of the shnei kivsei ateres on top of the mizbeach. Masha enkaim by dvash, we don't find such a thing. No, by dvash, by bikurim, we also find the same thing, that we have the accompanying goizolos, which we put on the mizbeach for oilois. Says Yimor, how can you compare the two? Hanoli at bikurim hudiyasu. That is not a chiv. If you want to go and bring fancy shmenti bikurim, so you go and make it really look presentable, just like those people that pay an extra $100 for the shlachmunis to put saran wrap around it and all the cellophane and all that with the ribbons and all that. What is that necessary? Of course not. But you want machrosh and so therefore, maybe when you bring the bikurim, you bring goizolos with it to go and really crown it in glory and majesty and beauty and da da. But there's certainly no requirement. You could bring bikurim without these goizolos. When it comes to shtei alechem, you have to bring the shtei kibbutz because those are the matirim. So therefore the two are not comparable. Yes, your question.
Every toda, so the shtei alechem is a nitter. Every toda, he has half of the volume of flour into chametz. Mm-hmm. It's a nitter. It's not around the mizbeach. The zevach toda is what is the matir. The zevach toda. Why are we going into this whole thing about we've completely ignored the toda and its chametz component, which parallels the shtei alechem very well? It's available every non-Shabbos or Yontif by a yochid in the mizbeach. Why isn't the Gemara talking about that?
Why?
It feels like an obvious omission to me.
Okay. Is there any adifus in bringing the garbage?
Yes, because it's there all the time. It is like the shtei alechem, and it can be brought in the dava. Unlike the shtei alechem, which we've proven now is only brought. The shtei alechem is only brought as a chova, but a toy is brought as an adava. You bring it as an adava.
That's true.
So why?
We fell away from the original Havamina that the Seor's Chutzim Cholim and Migdash has to do with Nedava. And the Gemara assumed
but
that...
But my point is that you do have an instance of Nedava with Seor in that 10 loaves of chametz that you bring with the Toda. So that is a Nedava. So.
But that would not retain the steer that we asked. The steer that we asked was that the first Brisa said that it's also related to the fact that it says in the pasuk, "Korban reishis takrivo oisam l'Hashem." The korban reishis we already explained in the past.
This has
means
to be something new for
the shtei halachem and the bikurim.
Okay.
So that's the whole parsha.
Okay.
Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, bottom line is, says the Gemara, your stira is nishka stira, because we're not talking about bringing shtei alechem and adova. Rather, what is the heter mechloloi that you find by Sa'ar? That you put the emurim and gabi the mizbeach, which is something which is only related to shtei alechem. By bikurim, you don't put anything on the mizbeach. What do you mean? We put the goizolos on the mizbeach. Yeah, that's if you want the atta to make a fancy schmancy, but that is not a requirement to be a matir, just like the shtei alechem. You have to put the kivsei atzeres, you have to go and shech them, you have to put the emun in the mizbeach. That's all part and parcel of the package. But when it comes to bikurim, you don't have to. You want to, and it isn't tight. Freik timorevaita. Boi romi barachom. Anu shayla. Getting back to that original brisa of yesterday. Yesterday we said we had a long laundry list of those shirayim that you cannot put on the mizbeach. All of that is based on the pasuk, ki chalsa or v'chol devash v'isakiru v'imenu ish l'Hashem, dash v'imara, koshimenu l'ishim, harihu v'bal taktiru. And therefore we had, for instance, the basar of all the kachin kudishim, of the chatas, the osham, the kivsi atzeret, we had a kachin kalim, moisera oimer, any of those things that are supposed to be eaten, either by the kahanim or by the balim, respectively, all of those do not put on the mizbeach. Don't even have a half a minute putting on the mizbeach. What about a malim psar chatas oif al gabi mizbeach? And you remember, when it comes to chatas oif, this is a very, very unique carbon in that there's nothing of the oif that goes on the mizbeach, with except the takvetch of a little bit of dam. But other than the drop of blood, there are no emorin and there's no zefek and there's no nagun. Nothing goes on the mizbeach from the chatas oif. It's totally eaten by the kahan. What happens if you were to take that chatas oif and put it on the mizbeach? Mahu. So what's the shaila? The pasuk says, "Kosh mimenu liishim harihu b'bal taktiru." There's nothing omrachmana v'hai ein mimenu liishim. Nothing goes on the mizbeach. The chayis a double pasha. The answer is you're not over an iser and finished. No, oidilma kosh shemay karban v'hai namish my karban. Maybe this issa that you're talking about, then it says, "Komimenuli ishim harihuba bal taktiru," is dafkimita carbon. Now, why would I think it's dafkimita carbon? It doesn't say the word carbon anywhere. So, says Rashi something very fascinating. If you take the two psukim together, again here on Nun Zayin Amid Beis, I have it in 3 and 4, you may have it Aleph and Dalet or whatever. So it says, "Kol mincha shetchiru l'Hashem le'si'ase chomet, ki chol se'or v'chol devash le'saktir mimenu isha l'Hashem." Next pasuk, "Korban reisha sakriv oisam l'Hashem." Ah, says Rashi, this man Diomar who's asking this question, Romi Barchoma, is learning that maybe the word korban is mikra nidrash lefonav, and therefore you have to combine the two psukim. Tell the Bal Korei, don't stop at mimenu isha l'Hashem, but continue on one more word, korban, and therefore kichol se'or v'chol devash v'ksaktir mimenu isha l'Hashem, korban. Oh, now go and do your same drasha as you had before, that says in the Gemara, kosh mimenu l'isha marihu v'bal taktiru. This is now including a carbon. So what have I gained by throwing in the word carbon? That the chatas oif, that otherwise has nothing to do with ishim on the mizbeach, but is a carbon, and therefore that is included in l'itzaktir mimen ishal Hashem carbon. That's how Rashi learned shat in the Gemara. Otherwise, v'sot tzitzim et hakar. So if you look at the Rashi, the first wide line, kosh shemoy carbon, om rachman l'yaktiru mishiyarav, d'hachik siv, Basar dahukra, right after the next pasuk. In other words, right after this pasuk of the sektino menu ishul Hashem, it says carbon resh. Mikra nidrish lefanav. We're going to take the word carbon and we're going to darshan as if it said in the prior pasuk. Lo sektino menu ishul Hashem carbon. Oh, carbon. Then that would include echatas oif is a carbon. But nevertheless, it doesn't go menu ishem. You're right, but it's a carbon. So that's the shayla ram b'chama. You oive the din of if you were to put the echatas oif on the mizbech, you oive on this is. Amalei, kol shishmoi carbon, vaynamishmoi carbon. I think that the word carbon is broad enough to include the chatas oif. Obviously, chatas oif is a carbon, and so therefore, if you attack a darshing mikra nishlofanov, yes, it's included, and you would be over on the iser kol shemenel ishim harihu v'bal taktir. Says Gemara, this was a very simple teretz, but in fact, it's a big mach loikis tanoim kitanoi. What's machlekes? The key words of this pasuk in terms of this lav is menel ishim. Rabbi Kiva oimer kosher shmoi carbon. The phrase "tamar my benayu lechoyer." It's the same thing. A carbon is menel ishim. No. Our case, Rav Chizda, b'sar chatas oif ikir benayu. That b'sar chatas oif. If you're going to tell me that the isser is called menel ishim, there's no menel ishim. Because chatas oif is totally nechal de kahanim. Elam, are you going to go and tell me it's carbon? Oh, carbon, then you're right. It's a carbon like all carbons. But not only do we have this nafkimina, we have a second nafkimina. Rav Omer loik shemen shol metzoyre ikvenayu. What happens if you take the shirayim of the loik shemen and you pour that on the mizbeach? The loik shemen is supposed to be eaten by the kahanim. But what happens if you pour it on the mizbeach? Would you be oiver? So now, there's no kol mimenu l'ishim. You don't go and put any part of the Lake Shemin on the Mizbeach. So there's no Menal Ishim. But it's called a carbon. Where is it called a carbon? The Tani Levi called carbonum le rabbis like shemen shel mitzoyre. Where does this called carbonum appear? So Rashi tells us, and if you have the Torah or HaShalem, Zev number 4, v'zeh yilecha. This pasuk is enumerating some of the matnos kahuna, the 24 matnos kahuna that we give to the kahanim, and it says in the pasuk, "Zeh lechom mikodesh kadoshim and aish kol karbanam lechol minchasim lechol chatasim lechol lasham mashir shivali." Now, when it says in the pasuk kol minchasim, I know what that's referring to—that they get the shiurim minochis, ulechol chatasim that they go and get the basar of the chatas, and lechol lasham the same thing. What does the kol karbanam come to add? So that's not our gemara. But it's a brice of Levi that's called Kalbanam le rabbis like Shemin Shal Mitzai. Oh, that's also that it's Nechal Kahan. Whatever you don't use of the like Shemin in terms of putting on the Bahinois and putting on the Oizen and pouring the Shiraim from the hand on top of his head. Everything beyond that goes to the Kahanim. So that's called Karban. So I see like Shemin has a name Karban. So they have the exact same machloikis legabe whether or not the Iker Isser is kosher mentally Ishim, because obviously there's no part of that Lekshem that goes on the Ishim, so therefore you'd be potter if you pour that on the Maracha. But Rabbi Kiva says kosher shmoy carbon. It's called carbon, called carbonum. So therefore you have these two nafkiminis, the case of the Psar Chatas Oif, and the Lekshem in Shel Mitzayram. It says in the Posik, Sa'or b'val taktiru, kichol sa'or b'chol davash, leisaktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem. Zokti yimara, b'al sa'or b'al taktiru, inli ela kulay. This is what we alluded to about 10 or 15 minutes ago that we said that we're going to talk about the chutz yishir. When it cooks, what do you need the word kol sa'or and kol davash for? Says yimara, sa'or b'al taktiru, inli ela kulay. That is, if you put the entire kmitza, that's the poshib shot because that's what you were talking about, a carbon mincha. So if you had a kmitza of a carbon mincha that was se'or, which was chomet, don't go and put a ganze kmitza on the mizbeach from the se'or. Mitzos minai, how do you know, even less than, or like a chutzi kaimitz, tamaloymer kol, oh, that's the kol se'or. Eruv minai, and how do you know the halacha legabe eruva? Eruva over here means what happens if the se'or was mixed with other ingredients. It wasn't pure se'or. How do I know there too the halacha would apply that you're over on this bacterium mena isha l'Hashem? Tam leimer ki chol, the extra word ki. That's the key to understanding the din of the eruvai. Okay, so now the way we just explained it now, that we're talking about the kmitza, that's really according to Rava, but you'll see Abai and Rava are kemat the same. The only machloikis is what is the chutzi shir that we're talking about. Everybody agrees that the kuloi, kula means the whole shir. Question is, what's the mitzase minayim that I learned from the kol? Zokti mar oma bai hochi kama. Se'or bal takiru. Ainli ela kizayis. I only know a kizayis. Don't put a kizayis of se'or on the mizbeach.
Kizayis or kmitza?
A little patience. Ela kizayis. Chutzi zayis minayim. How do I know even a chutzi zayis? Talmaloy mer kol. Eruv minayim. How do you know even if it gets mixed in with other ingredients? Talmaloy mer kichol. Okay, so that's the kulay miktsasay eruvay. Rava Omar, Rav is kemat the same. Rava Omar hachi kamer se'or b'al tektiru, ein li ela, what's the next word? Oh, ein li ela koimitz. So Abaye said kizayis, Rava says kemitz, koimitz. Chatzi koimitz minayin, how do you know even a chutzi koimitz? Tamaloyme kol. Eruv minayin, tamaloyme kichol. Obviously, Abai and Rava say kemat the same word, except he says kezayis and he says koimitz. So the question is, but my kamifagi, what is the machloikis here? Zokti Gemara, the machloikis is the sheer kemitza. Now we know that every koin is kemitza is different because you can have kohanim like Oig Melech Haboshen who are chwais 20 feet tall, whatever. And boy, when they give you a hand and they give you a kmitza, oh, there's a lot of... And then you could have a kohen who's a relative midget, a small, not chasid, a mamish midget, but he's only 5 feet tall, or 4'8", or 4'12". That's what I'm saying. So he's not mamish midget.
He's a small person.
He's not small, he's a short person.
Short person, that's good. That's good.
Many, many, many years ago, this is maybe before you were born, I was once at a good dinner, and the Rav Moshe Zatzal was called up to speak, and because they couldn't, for some reason, adjust the microphones, maybe in those times they didn't have adjustable microphones, they put a milk crate in front of the microphone, and Rav Moshe Zkren Vrucha went and stood on top of it, so he was able to reach a microphone, and he spoke, whatever, fine. After he finished speaking, then the next speaker was Senator Jacob Javits. And they pushed the milk crate away. And then when Javits came to the microphone, he pushed the same, pushed the milk crate back, and he stood on top of it. And he said, I don't remember the exact words, but he said to the effect, he said, while I am certainly not of the great spiritual stature of my dear friend and neighbor, Rabbi Feinstein, but we do have one thing in common, that we're both short in status. Okay. So therefore, he's not the same status, but the same at least height. So therefore, I also need the milk crate, and he went on top of it, and everybody smiled.
That's a great short story.
Yeah, that's a really short story. Anyway, so the point is that small and short are not the same.
Not at all.
Exactly. So Rav Moshe was great, even though he was short. So what happens if you now, if Rav Moshe Zatzal had been a Kohen, he'd have a very small kemitza. So obviously the size of a kemitza differs from Kohen to Kohen. So now what we're really talking about is, what's the average, normal, regular kemitza? Not talking about oymel chaboshins, and not talking about those that are 4'8", but we're talking about, you know, a normal kohen. So, I mean, between 5 and 6, or whatever. So, I don't know in those times what the normal shear was, but whatever it is. So now, zokti mara, einli ela koimetz, chatzi koimetz minayin. So getting back to the mara. And what's the machlokes? Michael, if a abaye sover yesh koimitz poches mishnei zeisim, you could have kemitzos which are less than 2 zeisim. So that would be the kulay. What would be the miktsasay? That would be chutzi. So that would be a chutzi of shnei zeisim. So yesh koimitz poches mishnei zeisim means that you can find kemitzos which are not 2 zeisim, but only be lamushal 1.8. 1.8. And that's what the Torah says. Make sure don't put that kemitza on the mizbech. So what's the miktsasai? Miktsasai would be chutzi. Our Gemara doesn't talk about that maybe it's 0.9 of the shear. In other words, miktsasai theoretically doesn't have to be exactly half, but it could go and be 0.9, 0.8,
any
0.7.
Fraction.
Any fraction. Exactly. That's, for those of you that want to get into that type of discussion, that's the bottom toisi, which looks like it's only 2 lines, but that's only miktsasai. If you want to see kulai, go to the Amud Beis and you see it's much longer than that. Anyway, so the point is, our Gemara is assuming that it's chutzi. So Abaye says the kemitza could be theoretically less than shnei zeisim. So what would be the mitzvah then? Less than 1 zayis. And that's why he says, v'yishak tar b'chusim mikazayis. That's why he's saying that the mitzasai, which is 50% of that, since the original kemitza was lamashal 1.8 kazayisim, so now split that in half and you get to 0.9 kazayisim. That's why he said that the shear is kazayis and pachas mikazayis. For over Omar, ain't koimitz pachas mishneisim. Give me a break. There's no such thing less than shneisim. So therefore, by definition, vein aktara pachusim mikazayis. So that's why I'm not going to use the terms kazayis and chutzizayis. I'm going to use the term koimitz and chutzi koimitz like we had on the Amud Aleph. Fine. Now the Gemara is going into very briefly the sugya of lav shebeklolis. Lav shebeklolis means where you have 2 lavin which are collected together in one posik, and the posik asters them with the same words, not splitting them up as 2 separate things. What do we have over here? We have in the posik, kichol sa'ar v'chol devash le'saktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem. It doesn't have a separate pasuk. Kichol sa'ar le'saktiru. Kichol devash le'saktiru. But we combine the two, the sa'ar and the devash. What difference does that make? It becomes a lav shebeklolis. And when you have a lav shebeklolis, the halacha is that you do not go and give multiple malkis. Why don't you go and give multiple malkis? Because the mekoyer for hilchos malkis is when it says in the pasuk that arboim yakenu lo yosef, etc. If a person did an avla, that you go and give him malkis. And the next pasuk, the pasuk right before, it says leisachsim shor bedishai, and therefore the Gemara learns up dinim of malchus, malkus, from Hilchois Chasima. Chasima means to muzzle an animal. The two really have nothing to do with each other, but this is considered to be a symbol, if you will, of your typical normal lavin, which are not a lav shebeklolois, which are on their own. It doesn't say in the same pasuk, le'sachsim shor bedishoy v'le'silbash shatnis temra fishtam yachtov. It says each one is on its own. So therefore, according to some man, the Omrim ain loikin alav shebeklos. Anyway, it's a broad sugya, and our Gemara is just bringing a small little mitzosoi, not kuloi, here in our Gemara. So what are we talking about? So remember back on the Omid Aleph, we said that if a person went and put agansi, or when I say agansi, the whole koimitz or the whole kazayis, so then you'd get one lav. What happens if you put a mitzosoi? Also, you'd get a lav. What happens if it's a ruvoi, if you mix together with other ingredients? Also a lav. Now the question is, how many malkus would one get if you took sa'ar and vash and you mix them together and you put them on the mizbeach at one time? Itmar, third line from the top, hamala misa'ar umidvash al gabi mizbeach. You put sa'ar and the vash, and because you mix them together, you have now an eruvin of these two. And remember, the eruvin we learned from ki chol sa'ar b'chol devash, from the extra word ki. The ki is the key to understanding the Gemara.
No question.
No question about it. Okay, so amala misa'or umidvash al gam mizbeach. So the extra ingredients by the sa'or and the dvash was the other one, was the sa'or and the dvash. You mix together sourdough together with honey, and you put it on the mizbeach. Omar Rava, loike mishum sa'or, ki chol sa'or le satir mimenu, v'loike mishum dvash, chol dvash le satiru, loike mishum eruve sa'or, that was the ki chol, umishum eruve dvash, because you have the ki chol that applies to both of them. Ki chol sa'or, v'chol dvash, even though it says ki only once, but it applies to both. And so therefore, according to Rava, he's going to get four malkis, Rabbi Yisai. Be careful. Don't play around with your sa'or and dvash and marry them together, because you can get four malkis altogether.
How do you get four again, please? You had sa'or, dvash, eruvo, and what's the fourth?
Eruvo of sa'or and eruvo of dvash.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So therefore, don't allow this to become a teruvis in your mind. You have to split it up, and therefore it's four altogether. Yeah. Don't get it.
What would it be?
Yeah.
The rules is the vash and sa'or.
Mixing it together.
What? They're mixed up, so one has to be the majority.
It's one zach. It's one thing. That's what bothered me.
Okay. The point is, since we said back on the Yomid Aleph, that it says kol sa'or and kol dvash, the kol comes to tell you even mixosay. But then the Torah adds the word kichol. I'm not making it up. If you go back to the morning Yomid Aleph, says call eruv minayin tamalame kichol. The kichol comes to tell you even if you ma'arav it with other ingredients. So here, instead of being ma'arav the sa'or together with some peanut butter or together with a piece of meat, he went just put the sa'or together with dvash, and the dvash, which is honey, instead of just putting together with it ichweis whatever puts a salad, he went and put in some sa'or. So he mixed the two together, so you have both and a Reuven of the Sa'ar, and a Reuven of the Dvash, and you have also the Sa'ar, and you have the Dvash. Four Isurim altogether. And therefore, if you look at the Rashi, four lines from the top, Nis'or mitvash, Irven yachad, loike arva malkias. According to Rabbi, you get four malkias. Don't do it. However, Abaye Omar, Abaye, this is four lines from the bottom, ain't looking lap shem beklolis. No, there's no such thing. Since they're bundled together in the same pasuk, there ain lav, ain loik and lav shebeklos. Now the question is, what does that mean? Ain loik and lav shebeklos means you don't get four, but you get three. You don't get three, you only get two. You don't get two, you only get one. Or maybe it's zero altogether. Yeah. Is a shayla in the Gemara, ik and the ami, chod mi alok. At least one you get. You don't get multiple, but one you get. The ik and the ami, chod nami loy loki. No, you don't even get one. The loy miyachid lav ik lav de chasima. Since the parsha of Malkus is written next to the parsha of Lisaksim Shor B'Dishoy, and since Lisaksim B'Dishoy, that is a very confined, restricted, restrained lav, only dealing with Chasim and nothing else, where do you go and give Malkus? Only when it's taka such a very constrained, very restricted. Where else do we find a similar concept? Last Rashi, V'ikadiyam Yafilachod Anami Loki, second white line, the Enkin lav Yuchod, the Cholchad Minayu, lav shebeklolis. Every one of the four that you just mentioned is mu'uriv together with the other lavin in one pasuk. Ava almona ugrusha chalala zoyna, that's not called lav shebeklolis, even though they're all in the same pasuk, that the koyin is not allowed to marry these, or the koyin gadol. The lav akol chod the koyin, hoylum uferoshim beferish. Here it says, almona, grusha, chalala zoyna, shteitum beferish. Hilkach loki alai. Lachi nokat lav chasima mishum dalde aksiv the pili hashoyfeit b'mishbad and abon yakenu and it's a lisachshen shor b'dishoy. So just like the lav the chasim is not a lav shebeklogus and then loikin olav. The only time you get malchus if it happens to be a separate, distinct mefurish lav on its own. Here the whole thing is an irvuv. A chulent or a kugel of the saor mit the dvash mit the mitzvahs mit the eruv, and therefore it's only one. According to this second ikeniyama, you don't get malchus at all. So machloikus between Rav and Abaye. Rav says four, Abaye says one, and according to Rav, you would not even. According to the second ikeniyama, you're feeling bullish.
I've been told that on Shabbos, one malchus is lashon chloris.
Why don't you say every single time by Shabbos? Did you notice that this is a short omen? There's a lot of toises in. I'm assuming that the Rishonim and Achronim go into these sugyas in great, great detail. When it is a lav shem klos, when it's lav shem klos, have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.